Hello.
Hey, is this Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Strah with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good, you? Yeah.
Good, thanks for asking. So I just want to give you a quick update on your file. So what I was able to do is usually we're not allowed to do this, but remember I mentioned that you had a $50,000 approval already for the equipment.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're usually not allowed to transfer it from, one list of equipment quotes to another. But I got an approval from my supervisor to do that for you, for your POS systems. But do you have the quotes or invoices for the two POS systems you're looking to purchase?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. Can you send those over to me? And I'll just transfer the approval from the first list of equipment to the two POS systems.
Oh,
Okay. Okay. And then also, since one of the POS system is going to the second location you currently have, I just need some basic info on that company or the second store. Just the address, time and business, the full legal name of the company. That's about it. And we can get that, once we get those information in and the quotes, I can expedite this as soon as possible for you, and I can generate documents for you to take a look at too for your approval.
okay. What about the working capital?
The working capital, we would need the I know you were kind of you didn't really want to send me the bank statements yet for the second location. So we're going to take care of this first, and then we can secure the second thing afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do it that way.
Okay, because the working capital was you wanted the working capital to pay for the POS systems, right?
Part of it, I mean, I had some other things I wanted to do as well. I want to do some improvements in the store and just get some working
Okay.
capital as well.
Okay, how about this? Let's see here. Okay. So why don't we do this? Why don't you send me the quotes, the basic info on the business, and then your driver's license and voided check. I'll generate documents for your equipment for the POS systems, and then I will take a look at your the reason why we couldn't do it was because we'll get you the approval for the working capital side right now is also because the application you sent in for the working capital, parts of it was blocked off or it got messed up in the fax. Like the part that says authorization. Do you think you can send, do you still have the application that you filled out that you faxed over?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. I think there's something weird with the fax, either on your end or our end. It's not transferring correctly over. If you could just try to fax it again, and I can send it over to the underwriters again.
Pre-qualification form.
It'll be the, let's see here. It would be the merchant pre-qualification form.
Not the commercial credit application.
That's the equipment one. The commercial credit application is the equipment. Merchant ca pre-qualification form is the capital. You sent in one earlier, I think last week to Nicole. The middle parts were all blocked off, or got messed up in the fax.
What? I mean, okay. Why am I just now hearing about this?
Because I actually just looked at it right now.
Wow.
Do you know when you'll be able to send everything in to us?
The 28th.
Sorry?
The 28th.
Yeah. Do you know when you can send in the additional stuff I just requested from you?
Well, I'm doing it right now as we speak, so I
Okay.
want to make sure while you're on the phone. I
Yeah.
mean, the only issue is trying to get emails to you guys. Seems like it's blocked when I send attachments, so Remember we were having fun.
Yeah.
With
that? You had a second. You had a second account that you were sending it from, I think.
Well, yeah, I had to send it to your Yahoo account. Remember?
Yeah.
So how does the funding work for the computers? They just cut me a check, or how does that work?
So what we'll do is we'll fund the vendor that you're purchasing the POS systems from.
Okay.
Mhm. So how much capital? You know, just want to make sure I got all the information here. How much capital were you looking for?
Like about $50,000. Not that much.
Okay.
I mean, because if I can't get the working capital, I don't know if I want to do just the things for the computers. I mean, you know what I mean?
I know what you're saying, but it sounds like, you know, the POS system is the most important thing for you right now because you have a deadline to meet on that, which would be the end of this month. And we already have an approval for equipment financing for you, which I'll transfer to the POS system. So at least we can take care of that off of your, you know, list of things that you need to take care of. And then, you know, the working capital, you know, it would just be, you know, additional cash for you to cash flow some things here and there and to do some updates for your shop.
Right. So, yeah. You know, to me, the more important thing, if I were to list them in priority, I'd say the working capital and then the computers.
Okay.
This sounds like the working capital maybe is more of a challenge. I don't know if I'm reading that correctly or not.
No, usually the equipment is more of a challenge. For your file specifically, it's just been challenging because we've been missing information here and there. You know, we didn't know that you had another store that you were looking to purchase a POS system for. And, you know, the thing is
What's your email again?
It's J-C-H-E-N, as in Nancy, @ bankofcardiff.com.
No, we have to do the Gmail account.
Oh, right. Okay. It's jchen056 @ gmail.com.
Okay. I just sent you the application that you said you guys had a problem with.
Okay, let's take a look. I didn't get it yet. Are you just sending it from your MLM ORI1 @ citylink.net email again? It seems like that was the one that was working last time.
Try it right now because it was actually stuck in my outbox, so try it right now.
Oh, okay. I still don't see it.
Well, it's sent from my outbox, and I copied myself.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
You do? Okay. What you can do is you can take a picture of your application and you can text it to my email. We have Apple here, so a lot of my customers, if it doesn't work through email, we can try this way.
Okay, so it's basically still just emailing it to you, right?
Yeah, but it's through your phone as a text, so like an iMessage.
So
usually that works like 100% of the time.
Okay, so hold on. Let me get involved. I love technology, right?
I know. First world problems.
Okay, so message it. What's the phone number?
You can message it to my my email. It would be jchen@bankofcardiff.com.
I just sent it, see what happens.
Okay.
That's why this is not an attachment either, I don't think. Is
okay.
It?
I actually got it.
Okay.
Do you know why the middle part is blocked off? See the authorization part? It's all white.
Blocked off.
So, like under authorization, it's just white.
That's the way the application came to me.
Really?
The only thing that's to fill out from there is my name and my signature.
Huh, that's weird. Did we email it to you or did we fax it to you?
I want to say she faxed it or emailed it one.
Because this is how it's supposed to look. I'll text it to you so you can take a look at it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't come to me like that.
That's really weird. Okay. Do you think you can fill out the new one?
Merchant, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. We'll get through this. We'll get you. We'll get everything situated. I'm so sorry for everything.
That much.
Huh? Sorry.
It's way more work than I was expecting.
Yeah.
But yeah, this definitely came out different.
Yeah. I thought it was maybe like the fax machine cut it off halfway or something. So it seems like, you know, through the text, it seems like it's working through iMessenger. So that's good.
Yeah. So are you taking over this file?
Yeah, I'll take over for it. It's just, Nicole came in yesterday, so we were working on it together. But I'll just take over for it since I know it's, you know, what everything is going on right now.
Okay. I mean, you know, my thing is if you think there's going to be an issue with the capital piece of it, which I mean, I guess you're saying that you don't think that's the case because it's normally tougher to do the other part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the thing is, you know, you have, you know, pretty good monthly sales. even if we can't do it on the, you know, from like a traditional from the bank statement, since, you know, your ending balances are not the greatest, we can still, you know, we can still get you to capital through the merchant statements, because your merchant statement, you're showing a lot of sales, you know, $140,000 a month, some $150,000. So based on those merchant statements, it seems to me like, you know, we can definitely do something for you from my experience. It's just the process of getting everything in the right way, that's holding us all back right now.
Yeah, I thought I had given. I guess it's just been a mix up. You know, there
Yeah.
was a gap between when I submitted everything and
Yeah, and
everything
then it was
went.
like the holiday, so there was a delay there, and but yeah, so let me just make sure I got everything correctly. So let's just start from the beginning. So you want working capital, $50,000, and that's for renovation and cash flow.
Renovation, cash flow, and some expansion stuff.
Expansion stuff. And is that part of that third store you're opening?
Yeah.
Okay.
And ideally, if we could do like 75, that'd be better, but I mean, I'll do 50.
Okay. What we'll do is what we normally do is we approve you for the largest amount possible, and then we work backwards to the number that you want. Okay. And then last time we spoke, you said the expansion is not happening for another few months, and that's why you were saying that the equipment financing for that third store is not the, you know, your priority.
Right.
Okay. But for this capital, why would some of it go towards the expansion, you know, if it's not
Because
happening for a couple?
I need to do some up. When I say expansion is my existing store, I need to do some upgrades
Oh.
in my existing store.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Which
Okay.
is going to
Okay. So it's not for the third store, it's for your
no,
current
no.
two stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, my current. My one store, the one that we talked about.
Okay. Is the second one that you have right now, like, are you a part owner of it? Is that why we're trying to not put it on that one?
I own both 100%.
Okay. So the current store, which is the address of, let's see here, the Laguna Boulevard one.
Yeah.
Okay. And is this all just cosmetic update?
Yeah, interior, cosmetic. I need to get it's primarily just cosmetics, yeah.
Okay. And this is not including the POS system, right?
No.
The 5075, okay.
No.
Okay.
So
Okay, so
what
you
is
have
this F4 merchant cell number? What is that?
merchant, your cell phone number, which is the one we're talking on right now.
Me being the merchant.
Yeah. Okay. And then the POS system, it's, you said 20,000 each, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then what is the address for the second location?
My second store, it's 3541 North Freeway Boulevard.
North Freeway Boulevard. Okay. And what city?
Sacramento, California.
Sac, California. What's the zip code?
95834, I think.
Okay. And how long has that store been in business?
9 years.
9 years. Okay. Oh, is that your, so this is basically your first store then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then what's the full legal name of it?
More CM Enterprise, LLC.
Okay, so Morris CM Enterprises LLC?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So they're looking for a business trade reference. Do I need to fill that out?
That's okay. You don't need that. That's fine.
Any chance we can get this wrapped up today?
I'm hoping so. I know for sure we can, you know, for the equipment side, once you send over the quotes for that, that would be the fastest thing. And then I'm hoping we can do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm working, you know, cross department, but I'll have one of my best underwriters to review your file again. We had one guy looking at it, but I'll just send it to another guy to look to. Yeah, I'd be frustrated too if I was you, so.
Yeah. And the reason I'm asking, I'm about to go, I'm going to be gone and kind of out of pocket for a little while.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get everything wrapped up in the next, I mean, hopefully today.
Mm-hmm.
Because I won't be have accessibility to computers and all that stuff as much.
Yeah.
I will have access to it, but I'd rather have all this wrapped up before I get on a plane.
Yeah, for sure. And the only reason why we were asking for the second set of bank statement for your what is this, North Freeway Boulevard store is just because the ending balances on the Laguna one, you know, weren't the best besides the last month. You know, the months previous to that were not as good. So it only helps your file. So, I mean, it's up to you if you want to send it over. But, I mean, I recommend it, especially if you're going to be away. But, you know, it's up to you. I don't want to twist your arms for you to do something you don't want to. But it definitely would help your file to get more money.
All right. Okay, I'm going to send you this other. Okay, can you check your email?
Okay, cool, I see it. And then how much, oh wait, no, you probably already wrote it down in here. Let's see. So your rent for the Laguna Boulevard one is $5,000 a month?
Yeah, $5,000, okay. $10.19.
Okay. Okay, let's see, make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay, perfect. Yeah, this one looks good. Okay. And then can you send over the quotes for the POS systems?
I'll send those over after we get an approval on that, because if I don't get approval on the capital, I'm not
Okay.
going to do it. I'm not going to do the other one. So, I mean, that's just, yeah.
Okay,
Because I mean,
so
honestly, I could get financing through corporate.
oh, for like the POS system from the
Yeah.
Wingstop. Oh, okay. So they offer it because they're requiring you guys to do it, basically, right?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
I see. That makes a lot more sense. Okay. Well, then how about this? Can you send over, the bank statements?
All right, sorry. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great. Would you be sending it through iMessager again or through email?
What am I sending now?
The bank statements?
Okay. So you want 3 months for my
6 months?
other? Okay. Let me get those together.
Okay, and I promise you this is the last thing we need for your working capital side.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously I can't do that via iMessage because when you iMessage, it's just one. I don't think you can
Oh,
iMessage
that's
a whole
true. It Can you do
130-character.
like a whole attachment? Do you have like online banking?
Well, I mean, I've sent you the attachments to your Yahoo account, right?
Yeah, you did.
So I'll just do that again.
Okay, sounds good. And I
All
actually
right.
just got your I just I'm checking my Gmail again now. I just got your message from when you first sent it like 20 minutes ago, the application. I guess there's just a delay. So it does work, the email.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'll look out for it and then I'll just give you a call once I get everything.
All right.
Okay,
Thanks.
thanks. Bye.
Bye.